Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
God damn it! Things is going on. This is really it. This the Bud Row, the Ask Rosebud Show, where you can ask any goddamn thing you want to ask. And it's best to ask what you really want to know. Now, you cats hit me, telling me you like to hear from motherfucking Tay. So, I've been thinking. And I rented mine, but we didn't really talk about it. But now I'm thinking about bringing the Down and Dirty Show back on Thursdays with Tay co-hosting, and I think that would be a fine show. And he already told me he wanted to do his own show, which he's gonna get to do that. But you know, we kind of bounce off each other good. I see what's happening. We'll bring that up and kick it. But I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about the two heads that we got. We got two heads. One on our shoulder and one between our legs. The man who thought with the wrong head is one bitch away from being a paying ass trick. Now, you better understand that. Because if you don't, you're going to find yourself running up against some strong shit. I want you to think about that statement throughout this broadcast tonight. And the reason I want you to think about it is I'm sure that shit's never crossed your mind how you fare in that area. As far as which head do you think with, I am sure you all will sit up and say you think with the head that's on your shoulders. And then you'll go out to get a cup of coffee and see this bra. And the next thing you know, you're thinking about everything you can do with her. Not the coffee. I'm just saying. Another reason I want you to think about that is I don't think any one of you just really want to be thought of as a damn trick. Now, don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with being a trick if that's what you, you know, do. You know, where would a motherfucker be without tricks anyway? I ain't really talking about being a trick. I'm talking about what you think when you think with the wrong head. You see, the stuff that I talk to you about is real things that will help you build yourself, your mentality, your mind, your thought process into a machine-like person. I mean, thinking. You'll see yourself turning into a man who think of all kind of things all the time. Because instead of letting or dreading the idea of thinking about your life, like most of you, you're going to start embracing your life, the things that happen in your life. And I've been trying to get my students at SWU to understand that I'm seeing some significant progress. But it ain't where I want it to be. It ain't where they need it to be. But I know that they'll run circles around every one of you motherfuckers as far as knowing what to say to a bitch, knowing how to, you know, handle shit. I want all you guys, even though you ain't in SWU, I want you to become a alpha-thinking man who want to get something from every goddamn woman you get a chance to meet. And you can. You just got to want it. The way I see it, if you try to get something from every woman you meet, not only are you going to be a happier man, but you're going to run into a lot of things that you weren't expecting. And that's where you learn to adapt shit on the fly. You know, we finna get into that shit, and that's for you. But what I'm saying is on the fly is what's up once you really know how to kick it. 731, what's happening to you?
What's going on, bud? It's Jason, man. First time caller, current Confidence Force student, future SWU student. I just had a question for you.
Come on.
As an educator, what changes and what was your train of thought when you switched from the Confidence course, the old one, 2016? That's the one I got, and I put my partner on the 2019 one. And I just watched 5 minutes of it, of what he had, and I was trying to get your train of thought as a master educator on how you went about that and the changes you went through, because it's a big change on those two confidence.
It is, man, and I'm going to tell you briefly, but I don't want to give everything. Well, it ain't no big thing. What really happened on that one was I had the one you bought. That was kind of my initial point. Not my initial one, it was my second one, but it was the first one that I had redid it. You know, I made the original one, and it was all right. You know, people were loving it. But then I decided to update it. But the update for that was just putting it on a different format, and then some of the shit I said different. But for the next 7 or 8 years, I sold that. And in those 7 or 8 years, I was taking a lot of notes from that people was, you know, giving me different comments, blah, blah, blah. And in the 2019 one, I got all them notes in there, you know, and I got that mentality that I got those 7 years learning the course, you know. So It's a total difference, and my delivery is hella different too, you know. So it is more personal. But I learned that as I was dealing with this program here, and then people ask questions about the course. I don't be bullshit, man. I take notes, and that shit, you know, came in handy, bro.
That shit is dope. The 2019 one, that is, it's off the chain. I only watched 5 minutes of it, and I said I gotta call in and see what his train of thought was at this, because it's a whole different environment.
Bro, I learned so much fucking with you guys, man. I mean, it ain't nothing new to me as far as content, but delivering an explanation in what I need to say more of. I mean, I got all that shit from you guys.
Right.
All right, thanks, bro. That was a good thing to point out, bro. I appreciate that. 334, what's up?
Hello.
Yeah, what's happening?
You hear me? Hey, what's good, bud? Man, I got I'm in this little sticky ass situation, man. I need.
What's up?
Hello.
What's happening, man?
I've been fucking with this little chick for about a week or whatever, and shit, I met a friend or whatever, and shit, her friend was kind of throwing signs at me behind her friend back and shit like that or whatever. So, long story short, me and the girl I was fucking with, we fell out. But her friend still talked to me behind, you know, old girl back. And my question is, she'll play, but it's like she thinking about a friend. Should I break that friendship up by fucking with her because I want to fuck with her.
No, you ain't supposed to break no friendship up, but you so supposed to have that other bitch. You know, the friendship break up, that's on them.
True.
But as far as that goes, you supposed to be talking past that bitch that you was fucking with. You know, I'm glad I stopped messing with baby. You know, you kind of got a different attitude, blah, blah, blah. You know, I hope y'all don't fall out or nothing because I ain't trying to, you know, cause no shit. You know, there'll be some punk ass shit anyway, you motherfuckers fall out. You dropping shit like that on that bitch, she ain't gonna fall out. You just gonna get you a new one. You just to get you a new one, bro.
I feel you. All right. I would really look. Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was really like thinking like she, if she was throwing signs at me behind her friend back, then she really don't, you know, that really ain't no friend. You know, this on some money shit. Like this ain't no dating shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want to get into all that on this on tonight's show, but you know, it's that type of situation.
Man, see now you really sound crazy. It's on some money shit, and you asking questions.
You know,
bro, it's on some money shit, and you asking. And you asking questions about what you should do with the bitch that's giving you some action. Man, come on.
Yeah. No, it's because it's her friend. You get what I'm saying?
Hey, are you the brother that said you was going to call, you wanted to talk about some pimp shit, but you know, I don't really fuck with it, blah, blah, blah. And you was going to call, and I told you, yeah, okay, call tonight.
Oh, no, bud. Like, I ain't calling to your show in about 2 years, man, because I really been out here on this shit.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to know if you was that brother. But anyway, man, all the money shit, you supposed to be down for your dough. Any bitch will understand that. What, man? Why
so
you keeping
around? Basically, saying, OG, like, if the friend choosing like that, fuck the other friend and get, you know, put the other bitch to work, put the friend that's on me to work, basically.
Yeah, but, man, don't sound like you're putting them bitches to work.
No, it's crazy. It's a crazy-ass situation. Like, shit went sour. And I remember you said, like, if a bitch say she want to leave, you just let her go. You get what I'm saying? That's what I did. But the friend was still communicating with me behind, you know, old girl back. You feel me?
Hey, man, it ain't the friend. It's you, man. You the one allowing that bitch to do that. Fuck that friend bullshit. Then you talking about some money. The bitch talks to you. Man, you supposed to tell your other bitch friend, I mean the other bitch was fucking weird, that you was about to let go. Shit, I'm gonna go for whoever her friend is and shit, fuck you, bitch. And if you kill all that right there.
Okay, true that. I got you. So basically I wasn't being straight up, I wasn't being 100. For real.
No, you wasn't being 100, man. Don't look like you got no game. Sound like you just, you know, this question is gonna be for the D and Down and Dirty show with me and Tay be together. Tay gonna have his own show about pimping. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And me and that nigga gonna talk about whatever we talk about when we do the show. But what I'm saying, this one, you know, we be talking about some other shit. But that was cool you asked that.
I feel.
All right.
Okay.
Wait a minute, man. What, man?
So,
you gonna say something else? What?
When I need to call in for the show with you and Tay, man?
This Thursday. If he call in today, I'm asking him if he can roll this Thursday. And I'm pretty sure he can. It'll be then.
I appreciate it, bud.
All right, later. All right. You know, that's why I decided because people be asking about this game. You know, and I ain't really saying I ain't about that. It's just that I ain't promoting it because I got other things to promote. But my partner, that one time on the show, just made me want to kick shit. So, and that shit was exciting talking with that motherfucker. See, what I want you guys to understand, if you want something from a woman, because you got to realize women got all kind of shit to offer you besides pussy and mind games. But they do that to the motherfuckers that let them play. If you take the time to do what I did. I learned women. I did not try to learn no one bitch. This one motherfucker that I had initially, everything that I was learning about women, I would try out on her. And I'm telling you, when it, you know, came to being intimate and shit, if you don't know touching a bra a certain way is going to enhance your intimacy, then you're wasting a lot of time. I read books about that shit because I know women was going to be my wife. I ain't going to be no motherfucker that don't know nothing about pussy, don't know shit about fun. Man, I remember when I started pimping, it was all work and no play. Matter of fact, I got to Hollywood is when I learned from Shante. Matter of fact, when I learned all work and no play makes the game dull to the bitch. You got to keep it exciting. You got to, and I ain't talking about no hope. You got to do that for a hope too. More so for a hope. But I'm talking about for a regular bitch. Because I've already told you, man, there every bitch in the world mentality is either a stripper, a street hoe, or a call girl. That's every bitch in the world. They might be doing that shit, but that's how they are. Some of them is teasers, like them strippers. Some of them are dressed up and be eye candy for you on a date. They might get some pussy, like a call girl. And some of them, man, is straight stomped down about it. Whatever it is, them the ones I like. You can tell if that bitch is like that. She ain't got to be no hoe. But you can tell by her conversation where she coming from. And that stops me from tripping on the bitch in all kinds of ways. Because I ain't liking no stripper bitch, and I ain't liking no goddamn call girl. So as soon as that bitch remind me of either one of them, I'm gone. Fuck you, bitch. I ain't finna play no motherfucking games chasing your motherfucking ass. Because that's all them motherfuckers want you to do. Stripper and call girl. I mean, yeah, strippers and callers, they want you to chase their motherfucking ass. No, bitch. I ain't doing it. I'm getting with the real bitch. That's gonna not only get with me, let me tear that pussy up, she gonna pay me. Nah, fuck you other bitches. I know all you motherfuckers are saying you want to get to know a motherfucking woman before all that intimacy shit, but do you really try to get to know her? Do you know how to know? Because you know the bitch lying. That motherfucker ain't telling you the truth with your good telephone interview ass. Motherfucker. Y'all don't know how to interview no bitch. Shit. Hey, what do you like to do? If you follow what I talk with you motherfuckers about, you'll begin to see the power in your fucking dick. Because I got serious power when it comes to fucking a bitch. Because that bitch ain't never been spoke to and handled the way I'ma speak to her and handle her. Your motherfucking dick should be used as a goddamn tool. And it should be used to put an emphasis on how bad your motherfucking ass is. Sexing a woman up, I mean, it's a pleasure for both of you. And it's a pleasure both of you should deserve. So don't get me wrong. I don't know no pimp. I want no time for any fucking way. You got five hoes and he's about to get my fucking bitches. Nigga, please. You ain't fucking two of them every day. You fucking one. Shit. If you really want to be in the higher echelon of this shit, you can't be going around giving your dick away for nothing. If you want to do that, I mean, you can do what you want to do. I mean, do you ever run into any women who want to just get a pussy away from nothing? You might do. You might do. But I bet if you use a bra, you see way more dudes that want to get a dick away. A lot of them bitches at least want a Coca-Cola or a pack of cigarettes. You motherfuckers, not only do you want shit, you're going to get a bit something. Well, what I'm saying is, women do, you know, get horny and be riding around looking for a motherfucker to get a pussy to. Yeah, but you ain't going to find me. You can find one of them other motherfuckers. And if you find me, you're going to put some ice on that goddamn shit so I warm it up. You ain't coming fucking with me because you horny, bitch. Because you ain't going to do nothing but give me some pussy and leave. I got way more than I have to have from you than some goddamn pussy. See, women are trained to use their pussy as something to manipulate a motherfucking man into thinking he should be grateful for getting it. Or for her giving it to him. That's why you should feel grateful. The bitch giving you some pussy. Ain't never gave me no pussy and I got whatever pussy I got. Bitch, please, I wish you would design some kind of way to give me some pussy. No. I'm going to kill it. And then I'm going to handle it the way I think it should be handled. Bitch can't give me no pussy. No. Don't come over here trying to give me shit. Come over here and be a bitch. And I'm going to take it. Not physically take it. I don't mean, you know, none of that kind of shit. I'm talking about I'm going to take this game I got. Before you know it, you're going to have your drawers off and you ain't going to have your coat off. I'm just saying. Have you ever thought of who actually does the most work in the bedroom? I don't know, man. Tit for tat is the way you imagine it goes. But the average woman only gets involved responding to what you make her do or make her feel. And have you ever saw a woman who tried her damnedest not con the way you do? You ain't never thought of that. Yeah. But that bitches be trying to come. And you don't understand the reverse psychology of that. If you try to come, it's going to be harder to come. If you try not to come, it's going to be easier to come. So what I'm saying is the playing games, or is you getting paid on, or is this being stupid? I'm just saying. Afterwards, whatever the fuck she thinks she needs, she feels nothing about asking you to provide it. And your motherfucking ass feel guilty if you don't. 412.
Hey, Professor, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's happening?
All right, this is Charles. So, I got a little young little lady I've been spending some time with. You know, she seems to be real compliant. She's doing everything, you know, that I asked her to do. And I'm calling you, and I want to lay it down because I'm, like, taking the control. You know, I'm enjoying that shit way, 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 way more than I thought I would, you know, having that control.
And come on, man. Do you have a question or something? You know, I don't like to hear no bragging bullshit.
Yeah. My question is that, you know, is it okay to go straight at the control, or should I go at it, you know, inadvertently, you know, kind of covert with it,
think you should do nothing inadvertently. But what I'm saying is everything is what's up. You know, I'm saying I ain't there. You to the bitch. You say she doing this, she doing that. If that's the case, hell yeah, go at it. But everything is different. It's relevant. It depends on who you dealing with, what that person doing. So I can't say the rule is just woo woo. The rule is to do what the fuck you think. That's the rule. Don't question your goddamn self. But I got a question for you, man. Didn't you tell me you was a married ass nigga?
Yes, I am.
So I don't understand you guys, man.
Why would
you be married and be
last time we talked, we had this discussion. You said the minute that the minute that divide come when they stop doing what you stop being.
Wait. Don't put your business. Oh, I remember we did have a conversation. All right, man.
Hey, she lived down the street, so I'm doing my thing.
Hey, don't shit where you eat.
I got you.
I wouldn't motherfucking have no bitch nowhere near me. Hey, man, you could be in your house and that's 5-7 houses down the way, walk to your house. Fuck that.
Oh, no, I don't have no woman
miles away. Huh?
I don't have no woman at my house, but
I'm not saying it like that. She too close is what I'm saying. You ain't got no real privacy.
You made it clear, man. Once that divide start happening and you lay it down and you say what you put your demands in place and say, look, baby,
but ain't y'all still in
start
the
to go
y'all
this
y'all
way. I'm going down the street.
Roof? Is y'all under the same roof still? No.
No. No.
Well, then you did
no,
make a
not
little
at
check.
All.
Check this out, though. I still would lay down the street. I mean, fuck the bitch down the street. I might would, but I would put it really clear. Don't be coming up to my motherfucking house. Don't be trying to act like nothing, until it get like that. And I'll let you know when it do.
That's the whole point.
Well, then do it.
She ain't coming.
Hey, do it, man.
She ain't coming.
That's what
I'm doing
business. Do it. Yeah, do it.
Appreciate you.
All right, for sure. Things like that, they come up. And sometimes it ain't like a motherfucker don't know what to do. It's just you, people want to do the right thing. And I am trying to get my students to understand whatever the fuck you think is the right thing. Because I know goddamn well you ain't gonna think to go rob no bank. You ain't gonna think to go jump off no bridge. You ain't gonna think no crazy shit. You just gotta get down. You have to. So when I say you gotta want something from it, bro, I don't want you to think I'm always talking about getting some money. But what I'm saying is, I don't think the bitch is wrong for thinking she should get something for her pussy. Because to her, her pussy is worth something more than just to be fucked. So what I'm saying is, why can't you think that way? What's a good reason do you think for you not to think your dick has more value than the pump in a woman's pussy? I wish one of y'all would press one on that one. Because what I'm saying is, I ain't talking about asking for money because you sexed her up, but I am talking about getting something that you need done. How come you, when the broad tell you she coming over Saturday and it's Thursday, how come you don't spend Thursday night and Friday thinking about something you need done so that while you kicking it with baby, you can put it on her mind to do it? I make sure I have something I need. Something I need done or bought before I have sex with. I am one of them motherfuckers. I ain't can't. And I'm almost to the point where I have my phone up threatening them. All right, just say you ain't going to do it. I'm going to call somebody else. See, you motherfuckers got two kids. And you got to make sure you let the one on your shoulders do the thinking. I know all you motherfuckers want pussy as much as I do. But the beautiful thing about me getting pussy is I get it when I want it. And the woman involves feels quite lucky to be with me. And they say it all during the sex. They don't really say, where have you been all my life? But what they be saying adds up to that shit. When a motherfucking woman knows you're ruled by the right head, it reduces her reasons to be jealous when you out on the town. It does. When you out on the town and your woman know your dick control you, that bitch be calling you every 5 minutes. What she did, it's because she worried. But she, like a motherfucker like me, bitches, no, I ain't ruled by my motherfucking dick. I could be going for some dates. Might try to see if I'm all right. But if I'm going for some days, I'm going to let somebody know I'm going to be gone. And then whoever I let know, tell everybody else. See, having a woman know all about your other women and still be highly excited when she sees you is an incredible turn on for any man. And the manhood I speak of is the greatest asset in mentality or confidence that you can have or that you'll get. The shit makes you see that you're in control. You're in control of any situation you get involved in. You ain't no control freak. You don't need to be fucking with this shit I'm talking about. See, the woman sees you're going against the grain that the normal dudes go through, and she's also able to see you ain't afraid to think. Trust and believe that thinking allows you to see that for any 5 problems, there's 50 ways or more to solve, all in varying degrees of severity. Some you might say, fuck you, bitch. Some you might throw the bitch down the steps. I don't know. Tonight, see, we're exploring, you know, the subject of doing the right thing. We're also exploring, are you really real about what you claim you want? Do you understand what you want ain't coming simply because you fucking said you want it? You got to have your head on right, and you got to use the right head. You got to revisit the archives, and you got to go over some of the goddamn shows and see how focused I am when it comes to giving you a complete picture on something. You know, the shit I told you is dope. But unless you involve yourself with the total package, which is you, you're taking a chance on not having the courage to do some of the things we speak on. And this is something you can't halfway do. You got to commit to going all the fucking way. You can't just kind of do it. See, you guys can continue to hide behind that fear you have of me trying to use you, all that shit. You can, if you want to, I don't care. You see, I don't care. It's been years. I didn't even stop promoting shit on Facebook. I don't need you motherfuckers to be telling me you believe me. Or, you know, you can say I'm genuine in what I do. And what I say to you works. If you got 2 choices, either I'm full of shit or I'm not. And the other 2 choices is either you want to change or you don't. I am very happy when a motherfucking alumni call in and speak on my course because it verifies that it worked, like Charles just did. See, the downside of that is I get such good compliments. That some people think that some people probably gonna hit me and say I paid Charles to come on and say that shit. And I don't know why you motherfuckers ain't pressing 1 so you can get some of this personal information. If you notice, most of the people that call in, they say the same thing, you know, about what they experience when they're out, you know, how things are different, their life has changed, and, you know, hold on, 347, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, Rosebud? I had a quick question for you.
Come on.
Okay, yeah, my question is, man, what is it about you trying to catch a bitch keeps you from having a bitch?
What is it about me, or are you talking about a person?
In person, me in particular. You know.
If you ask this man,
specific?
Well, kind of.
Okay, well, like, you going out to catch, you know what I mean, and you trying to catch, and the shit ain't working. Then the minute you give up, all right, fuck it. Now all of a sudden, here it comes.
Hey, see, what I'm saying is this, bro. You don't understand the cycle. You don't understand the cycle of catching. What I'm saying is when you go out to catch, when you say, like you said, man, I'm going to go out to catch. 9 out of 10 times, you can go catch now, bitch. If you say you're going out, if you say you're going out, but you already accept when you go out, you're going to try to catch every motherfucking bitch you see. See, you ain't going out specifically to catch. You going out to do whatever the fuck you're going out to do. And in the course of you doing that shit, some bitch going to see you and you going whatever. You know, that's a psychological barrier that people put on themselves, you know, trying to say what they going to do.
Let me slide this in there. Now, how did you deal with that when you was in the game? Because you was in the game, you got to catch. Right.
Yeah, you gotta catch. But I didn't catch as much as a lot of them. A lot of them niggas caught way more than me. Well, I did was that catching a hole didn't mean I was a great pimp. That would have just meant I caught a lot of holes. That's what I did with the money and the prestige that I earned doing what I did with the money made me a great motherfucker. But what I'm saying is I was faced with that, especially for the first 2 years of my life. Motherfucker go to work every night, niggas around me catching bitches and I ain't catching. And I used to trip, but once I caught a bitch, and I thought, oh, this is all they cracking now. You know, the bitch sitting in, staying with a nigga. I still didn't catch a third bitch for, I mean, you know, maybe a year, 6 months to a year. So that's not really catching fast. But you keep a bitch when you catch her and you put you into the bitch. She don't know shit about shit. You know, so, you know, the extra hours of time that I'm spending there is locking that bitch in, which that really happened. You know, I was able to be gone all kind of places. This is 3,000 miles away sending me my money. You know, I ain't got to worry about if it's right. Because I'm rewarding them hoes for paying me. This gonna get, hey, bitch, when the bitch, listen, people don't understand it's all about numbers. So you got a bitch, let's say she paying you $500 every night, which is a little money, small trap. Mm-hmm. But times a week, that's damn near 4 racks. Now, times 4 weeks in a month, shit, 12 racks damn near. So look at that. That look like a nigga right there, Tay. Hold on, Tay. Hey, but that's 12 racks. Now, what I'm saying is that's 1 month. No, that's 16 racks. And that's 16 month. Yeah, that's 1 month. So what I'm saying is how many times a month do you pay a car note?
Once.
What about insurance?
Once.
So the total of the car note and insurance might be 2 days. And I'm saying, a motherfucker trying to say he ain't gonna buy a bitch a car. He a damn fool. The bitch just paid the car off in 1 month. Man, if you use your head and use the common sense, well, common sense ain't that common no more. Tay, what you got, man? What's happening?
I'm just listening, y'all, man, and I listen to what he started off saying. Hey, bro, check it out. When I get dressed and I'm ready to go out, you know what be on my mind before I step out the door? I look at myself and I say, man, shit, some bitch about to catch me tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, what I do is I just reverse it in my mind, you know, and that's what's in my mind. That's how I got it in my mind, that a bitch gonna catch me tonight. And that and it worked, you know what I'm saying? You know, it
worked. How you doing, Tay? What's up, Tay, man?
How you doing, man?
Hey, yeah, how long you been on, man?
I've been on since the beginning, just listening. You know, checking out what's going on. I was just listening.
Let me get this other nigga. 410, oh, that's Charles, what's up?
What's up, bud? Hey, that what Tay just said right there is the hardest thing to hear right there about reversing in your mind and doing the opposite of what you think right from the beginning. And that's what I was wanted to let you know. People saying about maybe you might pay somebody to call in or somebody give you some strokes or something or whatever, but they don't know. Me and you butt heads all the time. It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad for you to tell me that everything that I was thinking was ass backwards. That you earned my respect. You know?
When another man come along
and he reverse your thinking and that shit work, man, you can't do nothing but show love, man.
Sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tay.
See, everybody got, like Bud said earlier, everybody got their own way that they do things. You know, everybody got their own way, you know, in their head. So getting dressed to go out, it's a whole process. It's a process of picking out your clothes, you know. It's a process of, you know, talking to the man in the mirror, practicing your spiel on what you're going to say when you get action out of the bitch, because you know you're going to get action out of the bitch because you're preparing all that before you even walk out the door. So that's why I say.
Hey, so you say, man, it's like playing some burgundy today. I'm finna see what these bitches gonna say about burgundy. And when you go out and the bitch start talking to you, you know they're gonna be talking about them colors look on you, and the nigga already prepared.
That's right. That's right.
So actually,
you dressing to get caught. You know, you go catch, but you dressing to get caught. So that's why I say, you know, take that last look at yourself before you step out the door, and what come in your mind. And, you know, like I said earlier. Man, shit, some bitch gonna wanna fuck with me tonight. Yeah, hey, shit, I'm looking like that.
Some bitch gonna get lucky tonight. Damn. Hey, nigga ain't gonna never get lucky. We ain't even looking for that shit. Huh? Hey, matter of fact, what time do we hit the club? The poppin'est club on Saturday, what time do we hit it?
12 o'clock, man.
12 o'clock, nigga. You early as a motherfucker if you go at 12 o'clock. Nigga. You know we don't get there at 1:30, 20 minutes to 2 before last call, cause we don't want to be in there all that time. We just trying to catch up the bitches.
Plus, we wanna let all the mother niggas. We wanna let them get they little dull shots in. You know, so they've been sitting there for 2-3 hours, you know, shooting shots at the bitch. You know, they in a group, and every once in a while, one peel out and go get at the bitch.
You say that shit to the nigga, too. Nigga, man, it's getting late. Nigga, I don't want to get that too early, man. Let them suckers get all that shit in there, man. So this bitch is be hungry for when we... Man, if you ain't quiet... Hey, the AVPs, I say always playing. But see, the AVPs is a motherfucker. Because you always be plotting. Man, this nigga didn't never go nowhere without no goddamn plan. Shit. Come on.
Oh, wait.
Hey.
Either one of you guys always got to.
Three, four, seven.
Yeah, I got
always
got
to. Oh,
hold on,
ahead.
Hey, let him go ahead. Go ahead, 347.
Yes, 347. I got a question for Tay. Okay.
Yeah.
Tay, listen. What was it about Rosebud when you met him that made you want to fuck with him? Because I say this, when he met you, you was already Hollywood Tay, correct?
Yeah. When I first met Rosebud,
uh-huh.
we talked. You know, and I asked him how long he'd been in the town. He said he'd been in the town for a year. And I was like, damn, man, you've been in town for a year. So whatever. So when I first met him, you know, I gave my phone number. And I didn't hear from him. So I was like, damn, what's up with his brother? Then I ran into him at the car wash. And this what made me want to fuck with him. Because I ran into him at the car wash. And,
yeah.
He came up and he approached me. He said, what's up, man? And I said, hey, what's going on? What's going on, Rosebud? And he said, hey, man, why you do pimping like that? And I said, what you talking about? And he said, man, you gave pimping the wrong number, man. You know? He said, that ain't cool, man.
Hold on, Tay. Hey, you guys, can you mute yourself? You got too much doggone music going in the background.
That ain't me.
All right, go ahead, Tay.
And, when he said, man, that shit ain't cool, man. Why you get pimping the wrong number like that, man? And I'm saying that the way he said it, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the way that Bud actually said that made me like him, man. I said, man, shit. I said, man, this nigga real right here, you know, because I know how I was looking, you know. I was looking like King Tut, Drake and Jerry, you know. I know how I was looking.
Yeah.
And for Bud to jam me like that, and I said, yeah,
okay.
This nigga down right here, he got the heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because when it comes to the game, you know, it's so many different parts that go to the machine, you know, of being in the game. And missing one part of that machine going to hold you back from reaching your height.
Yeah.
And fucking with another real pimp, you're going to learn each piece of that machine, you know, and it's all about timing. It's all about timing. Each piece going to fall in place. A nigga be got some bitches like he changes socks, you know, it's all about timing. It's all about making that machine work. And like I say, that comes from fucking with somebody that's real and can give you that knowledge and you can apply it for you.
Well, we definitely fed off each other. But I'll be honest, this nigga was...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fed off each other, bud.
But I'm saying you was already established when I met your motherfucking ass, nigga. But,
like a motherfucker,
And why I made sure I jammed you was because while I was thinking about jamming you, I looked over and you had that. You remember we used to have them big old natural cones, the fork. We used to call it the fork. Hey, Tay, I looked over there and you was combing that fork to about 92 inches of hair. You know, I had about 3 inches. I'm going to go over there. Hey, that was back to Super Fuck was in too with all that hair. Man, this nigga, woo! but the nigga right. We fed off each other and once I, you know, got up to speed, man, straight competition the whole time. This nigga can't do shit and I can't do shit that nigga don't do it that I do. And when we do it, we sure gonna try to one up a motherfucker. But it wasn't no anger type shit. It was pimping. Nigga, you did what? Oh man, I'm gonna go do it. Yeah, hey, let me get 216. 216, what's happening?
What's up? I'm Tiff Antonio, Cleveland, Ohio.
What's happening?
What's going on? I just want to ask you a question. Hey, how you doing, Tay? Much respect, man.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, sir? I know y'all been friends. Have any of y'all ever knocked each other for a bitch?
No.
Yeah.
I never knocked Bud,
but what happened was that Bud was deep. I was 4 or 5 deep. I think Bud was about 3 deep, you know. So, you know, we the mayors of the town. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling in Arbor, Bud rolling in the Corville. Bud ain't there. I'm rolling down Sunset. I see this bad white bitch. You know, she flagged me down. I pull over. I was like, shit, damn, is it this easy? I thought the bitch was the police. So she get in the car, and I was like, damn, man, this bitch got to be a cop. First, and she said, you know Rosebud? And I said, yeah, I know Rosebud. You know, why are you looking for Rosebud? They said, I'm looking for Rosebud because, I want to talk to him. So I said, okay. I'm going to hook you up with Bud. So I got the bitch with me.
Hey, I ain't letting you get away with that. Hey, hold on. hey, caller. Let me tell you something. The bitch get in the car and say, you know Rosebud? And you heard that motherfucker Snidely Whiplash.
Feet. You green as a motherfucker. All I saw was dollar signs. So I rode her around with me all day, kicking that pippin. And by the end of the day, she wouldn't even think about Rosebud no more. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, nigga, I didn't say that shit. Say nothing to you about that for about 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't say shit to you about 10 years, and one day we was kicking it, and I said, yeah, nigga, you know, you crossed me out that bitch. And you said, yeah, bud.
Hey, this is the guy from Cleveland with several parties.
You mean? You said, yeah, bud, but I pimped on her.
Right. I always wondered.
He said the only thing that was going to get him by because he didn't charge with me, so I can't be mad at the nigga. Let me take me out to a call, man. 707, what's
okay.
Up? 707. Yeah, I
wanted to ask Tay, when the next book coming out?
Man, I'm working on part two right now. I'm almost done. It's going to be out before the summer's up. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, from the lobby to the penthouse,
like...
part two.
Okay.
Hey,
Antonio, what question
did you have?
No, I just wanted to ask that question about you. Have y'all knocked each other for a bitch?
Oh, okay. All right. Charles, what's up? Turn your shit down.
You already answered my question, bud.
All right, cool. 916, what's happening?
What's up, bud?
Nothing, hey, man. What's happening with you?
I'm good. Who's this? Question. This JC, man. I was emailing you earlier about the convo packs.
All right, okay.
You sent me the number, man, just like bro was saying. One of the digits was wrong. You know what I'm saying?
So I said, motherfucker,
you sent the wrong number. Just like Bruh said, he gave you the wrong number. Okay.
Yeah.
You did the same.
What I sent you.
I emailed you back. I said, motherfucker, you sent me the wrong number, but I went online and found it, and I'm going to call in. So That was a trip.
Wait a minute, man. You come out to the show?
Yeah, it was a 686. I think it's 687 is the correct number for the area.
657.
Yeah, but you sent the wrong number, motherfucker. That's just like he said. You feel me?
All right,
but anyway, my question is, how you feel about balancing? I work a job, right? But I got a bitch talk about she want to get some money, whatnot. How you feel about balancing a square job and trying to do some pimping at the same time?
Check this out, man. Hey, whatever you do, don't ask Shantae that. But anyway,
no, don't ask me. Don't ask me because you can't.
I mean,
you can't straddle.
Hold up, man. Let me answer that motherfucker first. Then you get.
Okay, go ahead. Hey, bro, let me tell you about that.
I was a carpenter apprentice when I caught the bitch, and the bitch started paying the nigga. You know, and as an apprentice, you got to do what them journeymen tell you to do. So I'm up on top of this stack of wood cutting some lead ends. That's where you put a groove for a flat piece of board to go across to keep it straight. Now I'm cutting these lead ends. Motherfucker say, Dixon. And I said, yo. He said, go get me them nails over there at the north corner. So I said, man, I'm up here cutting lead ends. And that motherfucker say, go get the nail. And I looked at that motherfucker and told him, man, I ain't going to get shit. And then he said, apprentices can't say no. Man, and I started thinking about that bitch. I jumped off them let in and quit. I went to my motherfucker because I had already got a Fleetwood. I went to my Fleetwood and told that motherfucker as I was walking by, man, fuck this goddamn shit. I got hoes. Hey, and later on, I had got dressed and came back to the place, told that motherfucker to give me my check, man. I had the white bitch in the car and everything. She got getting her makeup on and shit. I'm going pimping, man. Now, that's what I think about it. Tay, what you think, nigga?
I think that, you know, I was going to ask this question and let him know that you can't straddle a fence, you know, it just don't work like that, because first of all, being in the game, you know, you got to depend on the bitch. You got the bitch and let the bitch know that you need her. She needs you, but you got to let her know that you need her. To finish painting that picture that you didn't paint the picture for her. So now she done bit. She bit. She done bit on the game. She ready. So it's just you and her against the world. It's you and her against the world. Then you got that job in there, you know. You're not dependent on just you and her. Because you got that job. You done threw that job in there. You got to believe in. Believe in you. You got to believe that you can get some money out that broad, man. And if you believe in the game, and you believe in you strong enough, man, fuck that job, man. Go with the bitch, man.
Hey, not only that, caller. What about when the motherfucking track gets slow? Where you at? You know, pimp got to go. The money at that job ain't gonna let you go nowhere.
No, real talk. Yeah, you right about that.
Yeah. So that's just how that go, man. But it ain't no real big thing to do what you want to do, because, you know, motherfuckers do shit. Tay, look, man, I told him Thursday that I'm going to start the Down and Dirty show again. I want you to co-host with me, and we going to be able to do it?
Yeah, bud, we need to do a show together. Yeah, that. That'd be some winnish.
Tay, this ain't the one that you going to do your own show.
I know I'm going to do it. Yeah. But,
okay. So me and you going to do one together then. We going to do it Thursday, 6 o'clock, same time.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Tell me about the show, what you going to have up. What the topic's going to be about? What, the game?
The topic's going to be about the game. And each topic, you know, each topic going to be different, but it's definitely going to be about the game. You know, that's all I'm going to be talking about. you know. And I'm always throwing my little story in there, like, you know, I got a little story about what happened last night. I got a story about what happened last night in Hollywood. The last couple of weeks, I've been riding on this white bitch, fine motherfucker. But the bitch always on her phone. You know, as soon as she put her phone to the ear, you know, a trick pull up. She one of them, you know, 5'11", you fine ass gorgeous white bitch. So, but she stay on that phone. So, I keep hollering every time I've been hollering at this 2 weeks straight. I've been hollering at this bitch almost every night. So last night I'm riding by. I see her, she see me, we lock eyes at the same time, but she on that phone again. I pull around the corner, get out of my car, tiptoe up on the bitch. She on the phone. I say, I got you, bitch. I got you right now. You know? And the bitch, oh my God. But she didn't move. That bitch should have took off. But the bitch didn't move. I say, oh, you want to hear some pimping? So I go pimping at the bitch. Bitch still on the phone. I say, bitch, who you on the phone talking to? Oh, I'm talking to my girlfriend. I said, bitch, she's supposed to be getting money. She carrying the conversation. So then her friend say on the phone, I don't know, she said something. She must have said something slick to the bitch because the bitch is like, I can't talk to you no more. I was like, hold up, bitch. You didn't talk too much. Break yourself. Bitch, like, well, I, bitch, break yourself. Break yourself right now, bitch, or I'm going to go on your motherfucking ass. Bud, that bitch had like 475. That bitch tried to eat her. I said, hold up, bitch, you ain't going nowhere. You know. Let me stick my hand down in that titty, bitch. Make sure you ain't got no money down in there. Bitch had some nice titty, bitch, but I wanted to feel the bitch's titty anyway. I didn't got the money. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey, nigga, say that shit for Thursday,
nigga. All right, I'm going to say it for Thursday, but I'll tell you the rest of that story, man.
Say that shit for Thursday, man. Hey, you guys, look, we don't usually talk about this shit on the Ask Rosebud, so not that I ain't got that game, I just don't talk about it, but we coming back with the Down and Dirty Show, plus we going to have a nigga that... Here, this nigga, he don't have no regular man story. So we gonna have a motherfucker that's gonna be filled up to the brim with shit that's kicked. So until then, Thursday, 6:00, Down and Dirty coming back. See y'all then.